Today is a great day, a marvelous day for our Holy Father, Saint Francis, for us, because we celebrate his life, and he is our father. He is the founder of our community, but he's the founder of this worldwide community, a founder of so many children throughout the world for 800 years now, the founder, this kernel of the gospel. The gospel, St. Francis really embodied the gospel of Jesus Christ. He embodied Jesus Christ, he imitated Jesus Christ. He conformed himself so perfectly to Jesus, and that was his will and intention, to just mirror Jesus as perfectly as he could, to love Jesus with all his heart, soul, and strength. The power of his love for Jesus was so strong and full and deep and rich. And that's why we have the richness of the Franciscan Order, which has survived to this day and continues to bring new offshoots of Franciscans into the church. And the church is still strong because of this order, which has been promised to St. Francis to last till the end of time. Because of the richness of it, the charism that St. Francis had in his own person, this charism of love for Jesus Christ, love for poverty for the sake of Christ, this love for the gospel, this love for souls, and it's that deep, rich love that St. Francis had that really was a fragrance throughout the whole church. And it was really, really deep and strong and powerful that spread. It was like an explosion through the church and lasts to this day. I can think of the Big Bang, you know, this explosion which keeps spreading the planets and suns and stars and throughout the universe. And it's still here. We're still alive. The universe is still here, and so the Franciscan Order is still here, rich and shining bright in the church, and bringing new children, new followers of St. Francis, followers of Jesus Christ, following this example, this rich, strong example that St. Francis gave us of the love for Jesus Christ. He would meditate in the life of Jesus, the gospel, his teachings, his person, the person of Jesus Christ, and he was so captivated, so fully in love with Jesus and all that he was and did, and especially all he suffered in his passion, and he would weep and weep and weep until he went blind, thinking of the love of Jesus and how much he suffered for us, and he just wanted to expend his life for Jesus in return for his love for him. And to follow the will of Jesus, whatever Jesus wanted, you know, he was content to just go into the wilderness and in his hair shirt, whatever he was wearing, and just run and skip and be happy in the wilderness, loving Jesus and praying and being communing with God through his creation, and his love for animals and things that lifted up his mind and heart to Jesus. This is what St. Francis wanted, and then he found that Jesus called him to rebuild the church, and to found a new religious order. And this St. Francis said, "Yes, I will do whatever you call me to do," and he did it with all his heart, and he founded this rich, powerful, immensely beneficial religious community for the upbuilding of the church, for the renewing love of Jesus Christ in the hearts of men. That's what St. Francis did, and he didn't intend to have a large community. He intended to have a small one, even, actually, but our Lord had other purposes. And so the religious Franciscan order spread and spread and spread throughout the church, and we are his inheritance, and we are carrying on his heritage, the patrimony of St. Francis today. We Franciscans and we who are associated with the Franciscan Order in some way, as tertiaries or friends or benefactors of the Franciscan order. We are all growing in holiness through this rich charism, this example of Saint Francis. He took the love of Jesus seriously. He took holiness seriously. He would go and preach seriously to the crowds, and they knew that he was serious. They knew that he was the real thing. He was authentic. He was really in love with Jesus Christ. He really wanted to be holy. He really wanted to set a good example for everybody, especially his brothers in religious life. He wanted to set that perfect example, and he was dead serious about serving Jesus and obeying his commandments and being holy. And nobody doubted that, and everybody was swept away by the love of Jesus that was in his heart and in his voice, in the fervor of his preaching. It was all there, and it was powerfully present in Saint Francis when he would pray at night, "My God and my all, my God and my all, my God and my all." Bernard, who was there in the room listening to him, thinking that, making pretend that he was asleep, he saw the authentic love of Jesus in the heart of Saint Francis, and that he really meant what he was living and what he was preaching. And he impressed everyone because of that. And this is what we need to follow. This is what we need to take to heart. The seriousness of Saint Francis, where he got rid of everything. He got rid of all his riches, and he wanted to live in poverty for the sake of Jesus Christ, to live only for Jesus Christ, to despise the world and to embrace the cross and to love Jesus and to teach everyone else to preach that. This is what we are presented with in the life of Saint Francis, and this is what we are trying to image in our own life, and following his great example to the church, which was really had to have been so deep and profound, because we have so many saints in the church, so many founders of different religious communities. But can we say there's one as powerful as the Franciscan order? Who can say? There's definitely a kernel and a charism there that is so deep and rich and powerful that it keeps bringing new fruits and flowers of virtue and saints in the church. We want to be among them. We want to be true and good holy followers of Saint Francis and his powerful example of holiness and love for Jesus Christ and for Our Lady. He had a deep, profound love for Our Lady, and he entrusted his church, he entrusted his community and all of his friars to Our Lady, that it would grow, that they would truly be holy, that his friars would be imitators of Jesus Christ as he was trying to be. And look what Our Lady did with his order. Look what Our Lady did with all his holy friars, all the saints of the Franciscan order. And look what she's doing to the Franciscan orders that are still alive today, especially Franciscans of the Immaculate, because Saint Francis entrusted the order to Our Lady, and Our Lady entrusted the order to Saint Francis, really, that came first. And so we are followers of Our Lady and followers of Saint Francis, all to glorify God and to establish in the world the kingdom of Jesus Christ. So let us be good followers of Saint Francis.